Good morning, it's 7:37, and joining us is our political observer, Alan Chartok. Good morning, Professor. Hope you had a good weekend.
And good morning, Ian. Always great to see you, and thank you for covering for David while he's not here.
You know, Alan, the big question this morning is, as we look just 3 months away from Election Day, how much has this Moreland Act controversy hurt Governor Andrew Cuomo?
Well, like anti-chicken soup, it can't help, that's for sure. The place that Cuomo finds himself in is not that he's going to lose the election, because I doubt that that will happen, but that his sort of moral superiority in all of this has been damaged. I mean, he came into office saying that he was going to stop corruption in New York State, and people went for it, and they liked it. When he was an attorney general, I don't know how much they liked him, but they thought he was getting things done. When he was governor in his first term, people thought he was getting things done. Now along comes this thing in which he has established a narrative, but the narrative doesn't quite live up to what was actually going on. It turns out that, you know, the governor has collected a lot of money for his going forth election, and he needs to somehow justify the fact that the Moreland Act Commission, which he set up to follow the money, as soon as it was following the money, didn't actually do exactly that. In fact, he canceled the whole commission. So now you have an attorney general, Schneiderman, who has been roped into this. You have Preet Bharara, the fighting U.S. attorney, who is very unhappy with what happened with the Moreland Act Commission. The stench is terrible that surrounds the whole thing. And the Cuomo people have to hope that this thing will just go away and reestablish their superiority in terms of the voters' eyes. And that is going to be difficult to do.
Let's talk national politics for a minute here. It's a month-long recess for Congress. Earned? Unearned?
Oh, no. Of course it's unearned. This is a do-nothing Congress. There are two concepts that are at work here. One of them is politics. And what's happened with the present situation in the Congress is that politics have ruled, that policy, establishing what's good for people, takes a very back door. So the simplest things can't get done. The things that need to get done can't get done. Let's face it. The Republicans decided very early that they were going to give Obama nothing, and nothing is what they tried to do. But we all know what's going on. They've decided that they don't want him to be president. They didn't want him to be president. And they're doing everything in their power to make sure that his reputation is besmirched.